I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Thursday he will try very hard not to disappoint the people of South Africa.
And I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness, and with dignity as well. That is what I will seek to do.
Ramaphosa replaced former leader Jacob Zuma, who resigned late Wednesday following years of corruption scandals that hurt the ruling party. Authorities in southern Florida have charged Nicholas Cruz with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting at a U.S. high school. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said all Americans feel the tragedy and acknowledge that the issue must be addressed.
It cannot be denied that something dangerous and unhealthy is happening in our country, and we are once again watching the images of children terrified, streaming out of their school, hands over their heads.
In addition to the 17 deaths authorities reported Wednesday, the shooting left others hospitalized. Ethiopia's prime minister has announced he will resign in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Bramo Benito reports Hailemariam Desalegn said he has submitted his letter of resignation both as prime minister and as chairman of the ruling EPRDF coalition.
The prime minister said he is stepping down to be part of the solution and for the success of the reforms and the solutions we have put in place. He hoped Parliament would accept his resignation.
Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the administration is working to ensure Lebanon's southern borders remain calm.